Anyways, I think this is my last recording. I'm not used to doing recordings. I used to talk to people live, or I just went email with my former doctor, my former therapist. We email back and forth. I don't know. Sometimes it's like months and months, but I've known her since college. I think I've told you about this. You have told me, like, that's like the third time you've told me about the coworker that left. So I was having the feeling that you liked her, but I didn't want to bring it up. But it sounded like you liked her, but maybe she didn't like you the same way. That was my guess. I'm not sure, but people suck, as you say. Some people suck. So, I mean, and I told you what Joe said, that I care about people more than they care about me. Maybe sometimes that's the same for you. But there's the other issue of communication. I know years ago, I never dreamed we'd be friends again. And I've never, except for with Joe maybe, but that was different, where I hadn't talked to him for a long time. But with you, as a friend, normally when friends don't want to be friends anymore, there's never a time where you like run into them and become friends again. And I know I tried like at least three times to communicate with you. I called you. I called your work. I think my son and I even had gone in and he was checking out books, and I never really wanted to go in there anymore because I thought you hated me or something. So I pretty much stopped going, or I would let him go in, or I would hope you weren't there. So it was really strange. And I know I tried reaching out to you, and your response was always like one of not wanting to talk to me. So I'm not really clear on that. And I've never been fully able to trust that you wanted to be my friend because of how that went down. So maybe sometimes you see things one way, but people see things another way based on how you treat them. I mean, I don't know what happened in her case, but in my case, yeah, you weren't very nice. And I did get tired of trying to reach out to you. And then I just gave up. Anyways, I miss Hill Hazard too. And my son's been encouraging me to do a blog of my favorite things, which is what I told him I wanted to do a blog on, because he's doing a blog on... from his blog, he's expanding on his Huntington blog. He's a California certified naturalist through a class he took at PCC. He became a certified naturalist before he left California. And he's doing a blog on, like, a website on that. And anyways, I think I told you about all this, but he's also doing one for Oregon. I mean, he's going to do a separate one, I think, for that. But we've been working on these ideas. And I just was running it by him, and he thought it would be great to do, you know, a website about my favorite things. And Hill Hauser is definitely one of the best of the best. And yes, I love trains, too. I have lots of pictures of taking him to the travel town, and throughout California, we've been to different trains. Joe took him, it's like an hour something drive to a train. Oregon has trains too. They have this fall thing with trains. But anyways, Oregon is beautiful in the fall. At least I think it's beautiful in the fall. The nature, and because we get seasons here. So as you know, we definitely get winter here. Yeah, I think Northern California was my favorite in the fall because the winter wasn't that extreme. But even Central California has nice weather in the fall, too. It's quite nice. Northern California is the best that I've seen. I can call into the city tomorrow. I still have my 626 area code, obviously, so I can... I could call and say that, what's up with Central Library? I can't even go there anymore. That is the library. I think I told you I used to go in the little sunken, little carpeted sunken reading nooks upstairs in the kids section when I was a kid. I used to love that library as a child. I lived near there for a while. And, anyways, I can do that for you, for all the peoples. It was really nice when we moved to Petaluma. There was this, it used to be the library, but they changed it into a museum. It had this beautiful stained glass ceiling, historic building, and they had this gorgeous, I think it was an oak tree outside, giant tree, and they would have story time underneath that beautiful oak tree for the children. It was really nice, but it wasn't officially the library. Unfortunately, the current library was this ugly, I want to say it was like 70s architecture, that brown, dark wood, you know, lots of beams and slats, and just even the windows like gray, like those tinted windows, just the ugliest thing. You can look it up. It's one of those ugly 70s type, maybe 80s buildings. That was the library, which is a shame. But anyway, I guess they just, it wasn't big enough anymore, but it's too bad because would have been a beautiful little library. They should have just kept it as a kids library. That's what I would have done if I had power. I would have kept it as a kids library, and they could have still had that story time and all the children's books in there. They would have had enough room for that. It was a big enough building to have a lot of books in it for kids. But anyhow, that's that. And yeah, I do miss Petaluma very much. I've been thinking a lot about Northern California. It's so close, but yet so far. But yeah, if we ever won the lotto, we've talked about moving back there for sure. What else? So yeah, that was my thoughts about stuff and everything. But yeah, this will probably be my last message. So if you don't want to talk on the phone anymore, it's just too hard to keep making these messages and stuff. And it just feels so, I don't know, not like real, you know, I don't know. I guess I feel like if I can't talk to somebody on the phone, if I'm not important enough to talk on the phone with somebody, then, you know, it's not a real friendship. So that's my opinion. But, you know, if this works for you with other people, that's fine. I just don't want to do it anymore. And it just proved to me just now that, you know, you talk to other people on the phone and I hear you say this, but not me. So I guess I'm not a real friend. That's how it feels. But again, it's like, you don't understand that, like, it hurt my feelings all those years ago that you kept ignoring my phone calls and, you know, just, I don't know, sloughing off, what do you call it, just not caring that we weren't friends anymore for some reason. So I guess you don't understand that it hurts my feelings that you talk to other people on the phone but not me. I certainly don't feel like, you know, you care about me like your other friends. So anyways, but I'm not really good at having friends. I've just sort of given up on it anyway. You were probably the last one. And I guess I don't really need friends because nobody seems to really want to be my friend. And that's just fine with me. I mean, it's not fine with me, but it's just, how it is. So, that's about it. And, I don't remember what else you said, but mostly that's just what I wanted to say, that I'm tired of messages. It's not really real. And it's hard to have a conversation with a one-way conversation, basically. So that's it. Okay, peace out.